But yeah, so I really think that the fight can be a success, man. I think it'll be a success. They'll be able to promote it. Like I'm saying, you'll have not just the Sunday promotion from football, but they also have the Big 12, right? They got the Big 12 and the Pac-10. I want to say they got the Big 12 and the Pac-10. So they'll be able to promote football on Saturdays and on Sundays to the college people on the West Coast and in the Pac-10, to the people down south, you know what I'm saying? Texas down there, our Big 12 people. So they'll be able to promote the fight properly, man. You know, the NFL owns a day of the week. College football owns a day of the week. So that'll be enough and plenty of promotion opportunity on Fox for this Fox pay-per-view event between Deontay Wilder and Robert Helenius.
Well, it looks like we figured out, I won't say we figured it out, but we do have a caller on Blog Talk, and we want to just see, is that going to work? Because this is the first time we've even tried Blog Talk. But yeah, I want to say, well, that's definitely C-Dub right there. C-Dub, what up?
Yo, yo, how it sound?
I hear you. You hear him?
Yeah.
Turn him up a little bit with the fader, Bo.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Gave you a bump.
Sound check, sound check.
Sounding good, sounding good.
Sound good, that's what's up, man. You know, go with the old and faithful, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Blog Talk, we back. Shout out TVV, came back with another one. Got to come back in the legend, living legend, breaking news. You know, we're going to sleep Helenius by round six. You know, tell them then. We're going to sleep Helenius. It's going to be about 300 pay-per-view by 300,000. That's a success. That's a success now. And today's pay-per-view with the black market, I mean, you know, with the dark stream and all of that. And, man, it is pay-per-view is getting expensive, man. You know, PBC is becoming the UFC of boxing. It's going to be a pay-per-view a month. You're just going to have to decide whether you're going to pay for it or not. Me being a fight fan, I follow both sports, so I'm going to be going to the bars a lot more. You know, it's not going to be $80 or $90. It may be $20 or $30. You know, I buy me a drink or two and an appetizer. But, yeah, man, you know, you got to do it like that. But, yeah, we're going to sleep Helenius, then we got Ruiz and Ortiz winner. And then we're going to sleep Ruiz, and we're going to holler at whoever got the belt. While the Bomb Squad, living legend, that's how it's going to go.
Let's go. Appreciate the call, champ. Appreciate everybody hopping on Block Talk. Ness, it's been a minute. Remind them of the number.
Actually, it's right above your head.
I don't see it, bro.
It's there.
425-569-5041.
Boy, switching the camera. I don't know why he never put the camera on my boy.
Once again, the number to call in is 425-569-5241. Press one time to voice your opinion. The Bronze Bomber is back, y'all.
And if you have already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and do so, because this is the second time we go live. We were actually live at 6 a.m. this morning because we are the Breakfast Club of Boxing. And then we came back again at 8:30 a.m. after a short little intermission with our good friends over at Jardin. We had to go to the rooftop of this $15 million building and smoke the finest cannabis delicatessens brought to us only by Jardin. So if you want to smoke as good as we smoke, remember to tell the good folks over at Jardin TBV sent you, and get the finest Las Vegas has to offer, without a doubt. That being said, yes, I am picking Wilder. I do believe that he is what the heavyweight division needs. He used to say what it's been missing. Now, it's definitely what it needs. I heard you debating about whether or not Tank and Wilder were similar. And, you know, Tank ain't no joke, man. I was on TikTok posting, and I ran across the Showtime TikTok, and he's like, you know, clown and Rolly, like, you know how it is when, you know, these guys go to the gym. They're there for a little bit. They start thinking they good, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, yo, I could really fight. You know, I'm going to show you this guy's not awkward. He's just a bum. He's dumb. And he did show that with the counter, because he showed skills, you know, beats anything. And that counter punch was a one punch, you know. And he is the closest thing to Deontay Wilder.
Absolutely.
But he does it differently. Tank totally does it differently. And takes his time. I feel like Wilder could do it at any time. I don't know that Tank does it early. What's his record like doing it early? Like Wilder, man, 1 through 5, you better be careful.
I mean,
but you know the man got power till 12.
Dominic Brazil was in the first round.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so absolutely.
But I'm saying Wilder's more dangerous 1 through 5 than Tank. I feel like Tank takes his time. He patient. He puts it together.
Yeah, I mean, Rowley was round 6.
Mm-hmm. Halfway mark.
Isaac Cruz went to decision. Barrios was in the 11th. Leo was in the 6th.
Leo.
Gamboa was in the 12th.
Gamboa.
So, yeah, it's been a couple years,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so Tank is doing it later.
Because,
Wilder probably
because
gets it done earlier.
In 2018 and 2019, it was first round, second round, third round.
There you go.
Well, third, first, second in that order. You know,
but Wilder's also a late round knockout too, because what? Luis Ortiz 2 was 7, Luis Ortiz 1 was 6, Brazil 1, Washington somewhere around 4 or 5. My bad, Joe. I think this is B. Paulie. I haven't used my list in so long, but it's time to whip it out. Let's see if I'm right. Let's see if I'm right. I'm going to actually go to you first. Go to that 248.
So let me see.
I want to say that's B. Paulie in
Michigan. The first Ortiz was the 10th. The second Ortiz was the 7th. Brazil was the 1st. Stavern was the 1st. Gerald was the 5th. Chris Areola, the 8th.
He's live on the line.
Spica, the 9th. Duapis, 11th.
Duapis.
Molina, the 9th.
Molina.
So, yeah. Talk
actually,
to us.
It's not. It's Elijah from Michigan. What up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing this morning?
All good, all good. How's it going for you, my friend?
It's going good. I didn't realize the time difference that we had. I'm chilling over here. It's like 11:30. I thought you guys were on the same time as me. You guys are early.
9 a.m. for us.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wanted to chime in. I think it's great Wilder's coming back. The people in your guys' comment section on YouTube, though, man, some of these hardcore boxing fans get delusional about what a pay-per-view is for.
Give us your opinion.
He's gone.
Did he drop off? Okay.
Good.
Who next?
917.
917, 917. Let me look at it. Let me look at it. Because it's probably David Maldonado. It could be Suleiman Scala. That's neither. That's neither, then. Let me double-check who's that, then. Oh, the bell, 917. And that's a 776. Oh, that's Saquon. Is that Saquon? 3-2. Yup, that is
Saquon.
Yeah,
man, it's the Saquon, man.
I always fuck up your name and say Saquon, and it's Saquon. I always say Saquon.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool, bro. How y'all doing, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We good, champ. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well.
You big movie director?
Well, I'm still trying to impress y'all.
Why you don't shoot the TBV documentary, man? You could be the first cootie in boxing.
Y'all, I've been telling y'all that, man. Y'all keep, you know, y'all big time now, so y'all keep giving me the stiff arm, but, you know, I'm ready to work whenever y'all ready.
We in Vegas, man. We got a contract. We can't take vacations.
But you know I could come out there, though, so it's fine. You know, anytime we could talk about it offline, whenever you're ready.
Sure. I'm been
Yo,
there.
This is the best news ever. I don't know if you, I can't, as a native New Yorker, I can't express to y'all what the Barclays Center is like when Wilder fights there. It's
electric.
Amazing. It's amazing. There's nothing, the only thing that I can say better in my lifetime of fights when Wilder's at the Barclays Center would be Amanda Serrano versus Katie Taylor. That's the only thing that I can say was ever better. So if y'all don't go see a Wilder fight at the Barclays Center, that's a travesty for boxing fans. That's first. And second, what y'all think about putting Chris Colbert and Frank Martin on the undercard for that fight?
So you want to give Chris Colbert the hometown?
I mean, I like it. I like it. I like it. We need a good chief supporting bout.
It is a pay-per-view
Colbert
fight.
Colbert is from Brooklyn. It is a pay-per-view fight. I like it. I like it.
I think that, you know,
you
I think
ask,
that's a...
You should ask Colbert about that, man. Get that out there. Have him saying,
yo,
yeah, he wants to be on that undercard.
We don't know what he might say about being on the undercard.
Oh, shit. Oh,
it's
shit.
Wild
you should really
Colbert.
You should really ask. Like, yo, Wilder's alleged to be fighting in October. They saying you might fight in September. Would you still be open to be on that undercard since y'all had that little back and forth?
And to be, you know, obviously at the Barclays.
At the Barclays. You live, you from out here, champ. That's how you got
yo, I'm going to go to Boise. I'm going to go to Cops and Kids and when he's training. I'll call his trainer to see when I'll text him since you gave me his number.
Yeah.
If I can get that interview, I'll ask him because, like,
bruh,
that's a really good play on that undercard.
They want you there. Show up, man. You got Nikita. Well, not Nikita anymore, but this other fighter is there. Show up. They want you there. Believe that.
All right, man. Yo, I just wanted to say great content as always. Thanks for making me a part of the team, fellas, and keep up the good work. Yo, Danny, when you get to Philly, I'm going to meet you out there, bro, all right?
Ooh,
so
that's nice.
Word, champ. Hey, I wanted to tell you, ask him if he say no to that, you know. Be like, what about the Earl Budd? Because that ain't till November.
That is November.
But
would he rather wait or is it too long? Because he's been in camp. You know he's been ready. He ain't letting Martin.
Yeah, but he said in the interview that fight is like that he's going to fight him. Like if you go
I know that. But what I'm saying is the rumor is September. Now there's big fights in
October
and November.
And November.
So is he a co-main? I mean, what is he trying to do, a main event, or is he trying to be a co-main? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
all right. So I'll get there, man. Thanks a lot, fellas. Yo, keep up the great work, man. And I'll text y'all when I go to Cops and Kids to show up for there to see if I can get questions answered. All right, fellas.
You got it. Listen, I got a couple super chats we got to get to right here. It's looking like after Brandon is proxy, your boy, you went to Elijah, correct?
What was Elijah?
Elijah actually called in. Elijah from Michigan is also Elijah Don Beast. Some of these fans are talking about what constitutes pay-per-view. It's not quality. It's names. Pay-per-view requires casual fans. Then we got Brandon Lenz with another $5 Super Chat. He says, settle this date for me, Danny, Bo, and Ness. Who wins, Virgil Ortiz versus Stanionis? No explanation. What? I guess, yeah, explanation. Just say who wins. Right now, who did Virgil just fight against? I mean, he hit him hard, though.
You start with the explanation. He's no explanation.
Yes, who gets hit a lot can take Virgil's punches. Do I think he might be the best?
No
explanation. I think he might be the best fighter right now. Yeah. But Virgil hitting hard. Like, the mistake that Virgil makes, his powers get him out of it.
So what was the question, Bo?
Who wins?
Oh, yeah, Virgil.
Virgil.
Oh, that was easy. I'm the only one that got to go down the wall.
I mean, you're the only one that doesn't listen.
I'm the one that breaks rules.
That says...
I was rebellious for a reason. You don't just lay down.
You stay down.
You got to roll with the punches. That was just a warm spin. Let's see what it landed on. Energy man. This is the real spin for Brandon in Houston.
Huh? Did we spin it for Roger?
We sure enough did not. This is for Elijah then. Let me double check.
I'm confused.
Yes, Elijah, $5 super chat. Right. That was for Elijah Don B, which it landed on Nico Ali Walsh, which is $10. So if you want to be in the room for that, Elijah, you do got $10. We put you
another five.
We put you in the running for that. Now, this spin is Brandon in Houston.
See what Brandon get.
Uh-oh, Nico is hot. Nope, it's the giveaway, Brandon. If you or anybody wants to be flown in, we'll pay for your flight, round trip, and your hotel. And then somebody even said, yo, pay for their Uber. We're doing the Uber to the building. You obviously be part of the food festivities we got going on here. You're going to be meeting all the big-name fighters we got here. So, yeah. $75 gets your raffle ticket for the Canelo versus Triple G. Basically all-inclusive, fly your ass out over here. You know what I'm saying? Who's next? JY with 199. He says, do y'all know why Tyson got rid of Sugar Hill? No, I don't.
I read that one.
I don't know. My wife says, knockout moments against low-tier fighters. You know, Wilder, and he's trying to say that the Hellenics are low-tier opponents?
But the fighters are listed that Wilder knocked off.
Oh.
So, and who we got next?
Is
301.
That's Hawk in Maryland. Hold on a minute, Hawk. Hold on a minute, Hawk. I said, hold on a minute, Hawk. Hawk in Maryland. What up, all? Good morning, my friend.
TBB, can y'all hear me?
Perfect.
Oh, okay, because it sounded like it was, all right, back again. Wilder's back, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Wilder, so Hellenius, he got his own little hit list going. Ain't he the one that had Fury bleeding in the fight?
No, you confusing with Osterwalling.
Oh, okay, Wallin. Okay, well, Hellenius is the one that just took the Polish dude out, right? Twice.
Yeah. Back to back. Yep.
Okay, and then he took the dude with the gold medalist out too. The one Wilder knocked out in one round.
Who?
Can't think of his name. Wilder knocked him out in one round. Gold medalist. He also fought Joshua.
Brazil, but he wasn't a gold medalist, was he?
Nah.
He was a silver medalist.
I know.
Yeah, he was a medalist.
He ain't medal champ. He was an Olympian.
Oh, Olympian. Okay. I know they was using that when they promoted his fight. But yeah, Hellenius beat the crap out of him for 12 rounds. So yeah, that's a solid fight for Wilder. That's a solid fight.
Out of Brazil?
Really?
I didn't remember that fight. You saying Hellenius beat Brazil?
He beat Brazil's ass for 12. I mean, beat his ass. You got to go watch that fight. He beat him up.
Oh.
He beat him up. I mean, he beat him up. He beat up the Polish dude, too. So it's going to be a good fight. Wilder is going to be it's going to sell well because everybody's going to want to see them knockouts again, man. They don't appreciate these guys when they're
around. Wilder and
Wallin. No, Polinius and Wallin.
Yeah, I think you're getting confused, Sam, because Brazil didn't lose to Hellenius. He lost to Wallin.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Wallin then. Okay.
Yeah, why keep doing that?
It's all good.
Okay. Well, I got the guys mixed up. My bad. And I just can't wait to see Wilder get back in there then. Because if it was Because they don't appreciate him when he was around the first time. So when he come back, I hope he sells real good and knocks the dude's head off.
Yeah, I hope you appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope you appreciate it. Put it like
that. Absolutely.
Definitely. That's my call, fellas.
All right,
brother. Thank you. Who we got next, man? He's back. Deontay Wilder return versus Robert Hellenius right on Fox pay-per-view. Yo, Ness, I'm saying the promotion, NFL promotion, and September is literally the last month of baseball. Regular season, October is the playoffs, so they'll be able to promote during Major League Baseball playoffs as well. I'm telling you, I think this event will do good, especially if they get a nice card together. It'll do good in Brooklyn, I'm telling you.
I got Harlem World. What's up?
Yo, yo, yo. Good to have the block talk back. Love that.
What
y'all
up, champ? Good to have you. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a little choppy in the hearing y'all. We can hear the callers, though, perfectly. But it go in and out, though. So it's like in 5 minutes, y'all might be fine. But, a.k.a., this is Bob Saget, too, that be in the chat, you know.
Shout out Bob Saget.
Yeah, just showing a little love.
All right, champ. Thank you. Appreciate it. Who we have next? And for those of you who have missed Discord and you forgot the number to call in, 425-569-5241, press 1 time to let
right
us know.
Right here. It's up.
You want to speak.
Ain't never gone. It's always there. It's right there. It's right there. We got. Did we get the? Yes, we did. We got potato chip. He sent us a Superman pair emoji flying through the sky. $10 super chat. I mean, it's a super stick. That is like flying. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, champ. Champ. Spinning the wheel for you. $10. Fat $10. $10 get the headphones. Kenichi Beer headphones. Shout out to Matt Beck 100 who received his Kenichi Beer headphones. He won his raffle last month. Those are rocking. Danny took two pair. You know, we gave Devin a pair. We gave Sarafina a pair. We gave Hasbrockman a pair. You know, they rocking those. You know, so you might as well get you a pair. Now, if you don't want to be in a raffle, you don't want to wait around, you can always go to KenichiBeer.com. Use the code TBB, pick up a pair of Hibernation 5s. Remember, not only are they headphones and headsets you can use, like, to work out and all that greatness, but you can also detach or attach a little microphone that you could use when you're gaming, if you're into that stuff. You know, you Call of Duty dudes and shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm an older guy, so, you know, like, I was big on Pac-Man. Just keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? Just kept it simple.
My man's Ness used to play with marbles and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Rolling quarters and shit.
Pac-Man. But look, I bet you Pac-Man is like notoriously one of the most played games
of
in the
course,
world.
Of course. I'm sure it is.
And it's like,
I played Pac-Man.
And everybody wants to be the king of Pac-Man.
I play Pac-Man. Who we got next, man?
Everybody.
Who we got next?
646.
Actually, Michael Buffer with the $2 super check says, how am I a hater? Name me his top tier fighter list. He calling you out. He talking straight to you.
Dominic Brazil.
Top tier?
I mean, he was a top heavyweight.
Top 10.
He was a top 10 heavyweight at the time he got his ass knocked out.
Okay, so is top 10 and top 10 considered the same?
I would say so.
I would say it is.
Luis Ortiz.
Top
times.
Tier. Two times.
Come on, he on pay-per-view next month.
Who else? That's three.
You know, Gerald Washington was an undefeated ranked fighter at the time he got knocked out.
Gerald!
You know? And then, yeah.
None of them dudes went on to be champ, though. That's why you got to shout out dudes like Paulie Malignaggi, two-time champ. Pedraza, two-time champ. You know what I'm saying? Danny, two-time champ. You know what I'm saying? Dudes that could do it. After they lose it, it's like, yo, this shit wasn't no motherfucking fluke.
Nah, for sure. And, like, he coming back. Let's see what he
No, and that's why, you know, you, they got that hashtag popping already. Two-time. But, listen, we had 153,766 followers. If you want to go ahead and help us get to the next level, you want to help us get to a million, tell a friend to tell a friend, come on and subscribe to the show. Right here on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit that notification bell so you get notified every time we go live. Because guess what? We actually go live a lot. Today, we actually did a spontaneous show because Wilder is that big in the sport. Did we ever go to Harlem World? Harlem World.
Huh? Harlem World said he was Bob Saget in the chat.
Yeah. So we're going to Supermax in, what is that? Plainview.
Hola, P. Por eso lo vuelvo a repetir, la era del Canelo a la mejor porque...
peleo con los mejores. La suerte es para los mediocres, my friend.
What up, man?
Yo, what up, Ness, Danny, Bo? How y'all doing?
Blessed.
Man, it's good to see Wilder back. I think Fox is, if Wilder's a Fox pay-per-view too, right, Danny? And I think the Ortiz Ruiz is?
Correct.
So I think that's smart promotion. Look, you do two little throwaways on these guys, but you build up the big fight between Wilder and Ruiz, probably, I would say, the springtime. Maybe jump on around that Cinco de Mayo date, you know, if both guys look good, look impressive. And even if you have, you know, Hellenius or Ortiz win, or maybe both those guys win, you know, it's smart on Fox. You build, I think Fox is only in the pay-per-view game with PBC, too. I don't think they're going to be doing any regular fights, I mean, on regular Fox anymore. So I think it's a good idea, smart. Like I said, it is a small pay-per-view. Hopefully they don't price it as the same as like an $80, $90 one. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Nah, you know they ain't going to no 30.
No. But I think maybe 50, 60, something reasonable for it. It's still Wilder. You know what I mean? It's still Wilder. But, yeah, I'm excited to see him back, man. He always brings excitement. And people keep bringing up the elite conversation. But, like, look, dude, everybody can't be elite. Otherwise, there wouldn't be elite. That's the point of it. It's very few and far between. Wilder's got a lot of top 10 names, and look, the heavyweight division, especially when he was in the middle of that run, there wasn't much to choose from. It was always a three-headed monster for the longest time. So that's not his fault that he's knocking out what's in front of him. And you know, you don't get to the Olympics. He's an anomaly with his power, but you don't get a bronze medal in the Olympics because you suck. You know what I mean? So let's give Wilder his respect because I still don't see a lot of guys that can beat him outside of Fury. I mean, that's just what it is. Not everybody can get to that right hand. So hopefully his confidence gets back. Should be a good fight. Stay Wilder and four, and then we'll see what happens. Maybe he can spark Ruiz for us. But that's my call, fellas.
Let's go, Supermax. Appreciate the call, champ. Appreciation night come. Yo, what's wrong with you?
What? That's me sharing. Did you share?
I absolutely shared.
I ain't see you get. I ain't get tagged back.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I said,
you're lying.
But you know what I did? I turned my volume down. But I'm smart.
Stop capping, Danny.
My super shit years ago. Motherfucker. Look, over an hour ago. What's wrong with you?
Bruh.
Who we got next?
240.
Who we got next?
We got somebody in the 240. Remember,
425-569-5241. 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time.
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Bomber.
I want a body. I want a body, and he's going to be the body. The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. Better have that time to be able to hold it.
TBV. TBV, y'all hear me?
Yeah, you're going to the room.
Yeah, y'all hear the intro. Y'all hear the intro, man. The living legend himself, he's back, man. Hello?
We hear you, man. Don't let Danny distract you, bruh.
Yeah, man. The living legend, he's back, man. Yeah, look, y'all hear the intro, man. Can't wait October. You know what I'm saying? When that man is active. He is the most exciting man in boxing. You know, man, he's definitely going to bring excitement. You know, Helena's coming off his 2K back-to-back KO wins against Kalnaki, an undefeated heavyweight. So he's definitely on a hot streak. So, you know, in some eyes it may be a, you know, dangerous fight. But I definitely expect Wilder to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? Six rounds, knockout, explosive knockout, man. We back at it. And it will be, y'all know what time it is. It will be the road back to two-time on its way. Can't wait. And they need to bring this to Atlanta, man. Stop playing. Bring this shit to Atlanta. After I seen what Tank was able to do in Atlanta, they need to bring this shit to Atlanta, man. Can't wait.
Barclay, man,
they need to come on to Atlanta. Stop playing. I think this is a sellout in the A right here.
I agree that Wilder needs to play in Atlanta. Yeah, they're going to outpay that Typhoon. You know it.
Yeah, that's, it. That's all I really got to say, though, man. Two, it will be two times, though, man. Can't wait.
Two times? You're going to have to outweigh that motherfucker. Potato chip. 777 sending the $5 for the headphone.
Uh-oh.
Kenichi Bear Hibernation 5s.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to you, champ.
Uh-oh. Let me add him before I forget. What's his name?
Potato chip. 777.
Potato chip.
Who we got next, Bo?
707.
Hold up. That is, damn, I ain't even let me get, Bo. Why you so fast? Doc, what up?
What up? What up? What up? Yo, this is like the first normal show. I'm saying the regular phone lines are open. You guys had me straight wiling like the past month. So shout out Ness, shout out Danny, shout out Bo, shout out TBV fam. You had your boy get on a fucking Instagram account because you guys on the road so I can follow the show. Then you get back in the studio and a motherfucker can't call in. So I keep putting off downloading all these apps until today I download Discord, right? Get on, and then the shit disconnects on me. So word, this is the show's back to normal. Salute you guys. I don't got anything to say on the fights. All these fights are good. And yeah, man, salute the community, and we're back. You guys are back, and just keep the link, man. I'm gonna come through and bless you. I keep telling you.
Let's
I can't
go,
wait, man. I can't wait to taste that harvest, baby. Hopefully, you can make
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
out.
I'll be. Yo, you already know.
For the blood fight.
Yeah, man. Am I still on?
Yeah.
Am I still on? Oh yeah. Yeah, just keep the link, keep following. You already know I'm close to, man. I'm already close to chopping, man. I'm gonna come. Yeah, I'm gonna come through on one of these fight nights, man. That's what I'm saying. Bring a big bag of weed.
Maybe hopefully Canelo, G or Bud and Spence.
Mm-hmm.
You know those are good days because we're gonna be doing something. We're gonna make some plans in Las Vegas, baby. We're gonna tear this out of fuck up.
Absolutely.
Plus,
September. Salute you guys.
I mean, it's just gonna be on in September.
Word is born.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
Bush Diamond, thank you. Obviously for calling Potato Chip, thank you. We put you in the running with the Kitchy Bear headphone raffle, and it looks like we got our next caller, and that is Info Joe, and you know what they say about Joe.
Info Joe is a beast. Checkbox red, undefeated punchlines. Better place your bet. The number one call, fought my way up the ranks.
For the boys,
going hard in the tank. Boxing scene writers call me spectacular. My boxing bars are marvelous like Aguilar. Worldwide, peace to all my boxing mothers. We rock the voice, forget all the others.
Yo, 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 you hear me?
Yo, yo, yo.
We hear you.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to the Bush Doctor, man. I agree, man. The show is back. Yo, shout out to Wilder, man. Shout out to Bomb Squad. I'm glad he didn't retire. I thought he would have been leaving money on the table. I think Hellenius would be a good confidence builder. He going to clip him in round 6 or 7. My question is you guys. Being though that he's ranked number one in the WBC, would you rather him take another tune-up after this or fight the winner of Joshua, and Usyk? I take my answer off the air.
If they give him that fight, yeah, take that fight. But I think that they building up the Ruiz-Wilder fight. It's like the last caller said, you know, they both being on Fox. They both getting little pay-per-views to introduce them back to the people, and then boom, the winners meet. And even the losers can meet on the undercard, honestly speaking. But, yeah, if Wilder gets an opportunity and AJ wins the Usyk fight, and he's like, yeah, I want Deontay Wilder, I'm like, whoa, hat off. Do your thing, man. Take that shit. You know, for the Russell, it could really be two-time. There's no reason to have anything else. If you get off the title shot and you Deontay Wilder, there's no reason to do anything else at this point. You feel me? You got a lot of calls on Black Talk. I know some of you might just be listening. If you don't, now you know you got to press one. Only one time. When you do that, you'll notify me or Bubba that you're ready to rock and roll and we're on the show. You see how you made that round? Since you do any more super chats.
Let's see.
We got, you know the number, call in 425-560-5241. Press one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of People hotline. All right. I'm giving the people on Blog Talk. All right. There we go. Somebody press one in the 319. Let me see who's this. 319. That is a brand new, never before seen in my life number, which is amazing. All right, that's cool with me. So,
hey, what's up?
Yeah, Bo was being fast. I was gonna hit you with the first time caller intro, but you know it's all good.
What up, champ? Who's this?
Man, what's up with you, man? My name is Chris, man. I'm a truck driver anyway. I'm originally from Mississippi, but you know I live in Iowa now, and I just want to kind of speak on that that Dante Wilder, you know, first and foremost, I'm like his number one fan. I love the dude. I'm from Mississippi. He's from Alabama. You know, we country boy. But I believe he gonna knock old boy out. So, you know, by round eight, he'll knock him out. Trust me. And Usyk, I heard you say something about him. He gonna take them belts. I hope he do beat old boy, you know, when they fight. I hope he beat him and call out Wilder. Wilder going to smash him too, that far. And I just want to add my little tooth in.
Yeah, Chris, appreciate it.
Happy you did, champ.
Hopefully this ain't your last time calling in. We appreciate all our drivers driving safely on those roads, listening into the Boxing Voice. Each and every day live right on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We do appreciate it. Boo, we got any more callers?
Got 412.
One second. NASA gives.
What was that, Chris?
That was Chris living in Iowa, Mississippi.
All right, in the 412. Let me see who's this on my trusty list. 412.
New caller.
New caller.
All right, we're going to get the new caller intro.
Oh,
so too late, man.
He ready.
Who? Okay.
Yeah. I went ahead and hit him with the. Nah, the truth is, I don't know where it's at.
Okay. We got in a 412.
I'm sorry.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yeah, who is?
Is Venom?
John Garcia?
Yeah.
You from Nebraska?
I'm from Pittsburgh.
That's a Philly. Pittsburgh.
That's Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to ask.
Yeah, all this time, I really thought you were really Ryan's brother. You got a Pittsburgh team, but no.
What's it called? I'm gonna ask y'all if y'all know the Thurman Barrios pay-per-view numbers. Y'all know what they did.
Let me go do what you refuse to and Google shit.
Google?
Let's see.
Google
Man versus Barrio.
Because I think it would be similar to that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because you got to remember, Thurman, he came off a layoff as well after the Pacquiao loss.
Thurman ain't never been Deontay Wilder, bro.
Yeah, but
Deontay Wilder.
He was in the buzz because he was going at it with Tank. He was in the buzz. You can't lie.
Deontay Wilder.
Wilder's name ain't buzzing right now.
Talking about his name was buzzing.
His name was
Deontay
Wilder. He was going at it with Tank, and his opponent was a Tank opponent. So that fight was way more buzzing than this fight. You can't lie.
You can't lie. Bro, his name is not fucking buzzing, bro. His name might have been buzzing for that fight, bro, but that fight, he fought Thurman literally 7-8 months after he got his ass knocked out.
Yeah, and Thurman's name was buzzing.
Who's talking about him? Who, Thurman?
Everybody. He was doing interviews about Tank, and Tank was doing interviews about him.
I thought you said Bart.
He was going at it with Leonard Ellerbe.
Who he been knocking out? What was his last knockout?
Who we talking about?
Know. Thurman.
I'll be wilding with this guy.
Come on. Come on, Sean. Come on, this guy was a fucking knockout machine, bro. He crucified your favorite fighter.
So who he wants Thurman to fight now?
No, he's saying that this is a comparable fight to Thurman Barrios on pay-per-view, which I totally disagree. But Thurman Barrios did 39,000 pay-per-view.
You can't even say that because Barrios wasn't knocking out nobody, especially not back-to-back.
And Wilder,
and Barrios is the B-side.
And
Wilder's not the B-side.
Wilder not coming off no 3-year layoff like Thurman was.
Wilder's fighting motherfucking Hellenius, who that's a dangerous B-side. Like, Tank was fighting Barrios. Barrios and Hellenius ain't the fucking same. They ain't even fight the same level of competition. Don't forget that Hellenius also went 12 rounds with Dillian White.
That's like Tank fighting Rozicki Wilder fighting Rozicki. Somebody moving up, you know what I'm saying?
Not even Rozicki. At least Barrios had a motherfucking regular. Let's give him that respect.
So it's like him fighting Rebus, maybe?
Rebus for the Bridgerweight? Yeah, I'll take that in a heartbeat.
So
we
got?
Similar.
Who we got next?
Who next?
3-2-3.
That's definitely California. It might be CYP, but I feel like he got a 6 in his number somewhere. Let's see here.
Who we got next?
This is
in the 3-2-3.
The brand new number.
Go to him, bro. Who we got? Who we got?
3-2-3.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Can you hear me?
Who's this? Yes.
What do
you
do?
Who's this? Where you call from?
Hey, I'm Warhorse 9. I'm from LA. This is my second time calling. I probably called maybe 10 years ago. I've been rocking with TVB for a long time, since like the Ringside Robbie days, man.
Shout out to you, man.
Ness was still in logistics when I was listening to him. Pretty cool.
Word.
The show's come a long way, man. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because, you know, I think I called it several weeks ago. I thought Hellenius would be the guy they pick. You know, they're kind of buddies. Hellenius helped them with the last camp with Fury. So I don't know, man. I think they just need to get Wilder a dub.
Yeah, but this is not
so
the first time that we see sparring partners fight.
Yeah.
Remember, Jake
yeah,
Paul
but,
was sparring
partners.
It's
kind of fishy to me.
You didn't see them fight.
No, man. I know,
but that
I don't know. I have a lot of friends saying that.
Abner Mars.
I have a lot of my buddies saying that Hellenius is going to take a... It's going to take a dive a la Malik Scott, man, just to get a dub and get Wilder back in the win
think
column.
The Viking Warrior will take a dive.
Yeah.
He's from Helsinki,
but anyway,
bro. He's from a whole different country. Like, he ain't taking no
right.
dive.
You know what they say about Helsinki?
We'll see. No, well, we'll see about that because they're pretty buddy-buddy in camp, man. So I don't know.
Sure.
But we'll see.
Yeah. But what is...
But anyway,
wouldn't you be nice and friendly and grateful to the person paying you a nice amount of money sparring every week?
Yeah. I love when fighters get paid, man.
The hotel comes with free breakfast.
Hell yeah.
They give you the van.
I want my fighters to get paid. Hell yeah.
They do Friday dinners with the camp.
Oh, they do it.
No, they do it big over there. They do it big over there.
And in the morning, they
knock you out. You get 7 days stay, comes with breakfast. They pick you up, take you to the gym, bring you back to the gym. They let you use the Deontay Wilder van, you know, when needed.
Hey, listen, guys, but I'm rooting for Wilder, man. I think Wilder's good for the sport. He's great for the division. He brings in excitement. So I'm rooting for the guy. Let's get him back in the win column and make some good fights.
Let's
shout out to
TV. If you haven't already done so, friend, go ahead and subscribe. I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. Thank you for rocking out with us for about 11 years. We will call you now by name, which is Warhorse John out of L.A. Appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Looks like up next is absolutely nobody, because the people that are on Blog Talk have not pressed on. You feel great. Why haven't you given me? I'm here. You have to press one.
And if you don't know, the number to call in 425-569-5241. Press one time. It is right there.
Above our heads.
Above our TV.
Yes. So since there is no one to press one, my name is Nesta Gibbs.
NestGTO on Instagram and Twitter, Nesta Gibbs in real life, and on YouTube and on TikTok. And I'm Danny Alvarez, Ringwalk Danny in the boxing game on Instagram, Twitter.
And man behind ones and twos.
Bo Mason _TV on IG. Come see me.